Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. The Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on December 13th. However, the Christmas party is on the 11th, so I don't know if that will substitute for a meeting, but maybe someone can clarify that later in the net. But the time is at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should the net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, I am now listening for any stations who might be on portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations. Are there any folks wishing to check in who are battery-powered, mobile, or portable? I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds. This is KC2 Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening.
82AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
Alrighty, we have George, Jeff, and John. Is there anybody else who'd like to join us? Okay, we'll go to the top of the list, George. We have an astounding 51 degrees here, and how are you this evening on our post-Thanksgiving Eve?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody on the net. Worse off than you, we got 48 degrees here on the mountainside. Just started the wood stove up again this evening. It was too warm to just use it, so I used the gas heat there for about a day and a half. Also, got me some more sleep, which I needed. And say it's 48 degrees temperature range. Today was 46 to 59. Didn't quite make the 60. And I want to tell you, I want to congratulate you for that joke about the computer and kickboxing. That has gotten so many. Absolutely no idea. I had to let you know that for sure. And met to see Mother today at the hospital. She was fine yesterday for Thanksgiving dinner with her there and all. And today she was a total beast. It was just, all she did was scream and holler and kick and complain and everything. It was just absolutely hideous. I was ashamed to be associated with her the way she was acting today. Even in the shower, she kicked me. Took three help aides to give her a shower because she kept kicking them all the time and screaming. I could hear her all the way down the hall screaming. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s and hope better days are ahead. And 2 PFM clear.
OK, Okay, George. Wow, this is the first time in history that you've been cooler than we have been. Wow. Boy, it's been warm today. What a strange weather. We had a beautiful day yesterday, though. But, hope days, better days are coming for your mound. So. Alrighty, next up is Jeff. And how was your holiday?
Good evening. It's KD2AIT. Holiday was great. I hope everybody else's was, too. We have, it was 51 when you started the net. It's 50 now. The Amateur Radio Club's meeting won't be until, I think it's February. I know we don't have it in December and January. I can't remember if it's February or March when we started, but I think it's February. So, we've been up here at camp since yesterday, and the boys went hunting this morning, and I did a little pushing for them, but we didn't see anything. Woods were really quiet. I think the full moon's kind of got the deer out there at night. They don't need to move around here during the day. So we'll see with these clouds today. Maybe it'll be better tomorrow. We're hoping. But it was a nice warm day. We were sitting out by the campfire tonight. We all had shorts and t-shirts on sitting out by the campfire. Boy, it's last time this year we had snow on the ground up here at camp anyway. And it was a lot different experience, but I'm not complaining. I'll take a slow hunting season with no snow any day of the any year. So anyway, it's we got a little fire going here in the wood stove. We're getting ready to tamp it down a bit and just crank it down and let it burn slow all night, and getting ready to head off to bed. 5 o'clock comes early. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, well, glad you had a great holiday. That's good. And thanks for the info on the meetings. Yeah, it's a wise decision with the weather not to have meetings during blizzards. Alrighty, next up is WA2U.
Okay, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency. It's actually been a few days, I think, since we've been on the net here, and good evening to those that are out there listening. Yeah, we had a really nice Thanksgiving yesterday. Went over to my cousins and saw some relatives and my sister and my brother and their kids, and we also sat out next to my cousin, built a nice outside fireplace, so we were sitting out there last night, had some 807s and some beverages of various sorts, so it's unbelievable. I suppose it was dry out there. We could be out there this evening. So, anyways, we haven't fired up our got our wood stove going yet. We've been using the furnace just because we had a whole tank of fuel, and it gives us a lot more control over, because you get the fire going at night, and the next thing you know, you got the windows and doors open during the day. So, we'll get there. But every day we don't have to burn the stove, which is kind of fun. We spent the whole
day. Everybody must be comprehensively stuffed as I am. And feeling sleepy. So are there any comments, queries, light check-ins, notes, news, or nonsense at this time?
KD2EIT with a comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, John, we got one of those lithium ion packs there with the four USB ports in it for charging up cell phones and whatnot. Got a little cell phone extender that I can plug into it, and I have it in my backpack when I go hunting. And we I keep that in there, and I can, wherever I am, I can stop and pull out the little antenna and throw it up and make a phone call somewhere. That thing, that pack lasts forever. I charge the phone up here at camp on it, and it can go for weeks on it, really, and then finally, you know, has three lights on it, tells you what the charge is, and if it gets down to about two lights, when I bring it home, I charge it up. They definitely come in handy, and they seem to last a long time. KD2AIT.
WA2 with a comment.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Yeah, okay, Jeff. Yeah, the only thing I've got to do is, I think I'm going to get a little case for it. It's very well made. Got a little edge to it. It's black, and I just kind of a neat gadget. It's hard to believe, because I have a lead acid battery, with practically the same capacity, but about 20 times heavier. So it's kind of a neat little gadget that you can plug different things in. And the other thing that I don't know what is the weather. If the weather ever does change, and I don't know if anyone's ever given thought to it, there's been so many times I've grabbed stuff here, and I've realized that I've put plugs on things. And if you have the right crimping tool, the Anderson power poles are great. Once you take the moment and you put them all together, there's no way of goofing anything up. It all just slides together, especially if you're in an environment with compromised light and you're worried about plugging a deep cycle battery to something and getting things crossed up. So once you get the Anderson power poles and you take something like that and couple it with that little portable battery, you're all set to go. But thanks, Jeff. I appreciate your comments. I haven't put it to the test yet, but it's charged and ready to go. WATU back to that.
All right, very good. Are there any other comments or late check-ins at this point before I close the net?
Event to PSM for WA2U.
Okay, George. I'm going to hand you over to WA2U.
Thank you.
Go ahead, George. Listening, WA2U.
Yeah, John, I wanted to tell you, a week ago, last Wednesday, when the Ulis County Sheriff went up to the APCO 25 channels, and I'm hoping next month to be able to scrape enough together that I can finally get a digital scanner and start listening again. So I've been making the checks every day on camp till next Thursday anyway. But I've been checking there on Amazon and eBay and a few others as well. And apparently Amazon or eBay is going to be my best bet on getting one of them. So I wanted to tell you that Ulis County is up there now. However, I have noticed that Jefferson, Oneida, and Herkimer are still on the 155 band. I thought I'd pass that information on. God bless, and 73 is M2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, that's really interesting. That's very, very interesting. We're in Herkimer County. I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know. There's always been a big problem with towers and things, and I know we can, and thanks for jogging my memory. I have noticed because of the things change as far as security levels and things going, that I've heard APCO 25 coming over our digital scanner. There's a few channels that they use they don't use. They're still trying to get some of the bugs out of them. But I mainly go through Universal. I'm not really sure. I have nothing to do with this place except I bought a lot of stuff from them. And I'm not sure if you buy something through them, they will program it for you. I knew a guy that's down there. That's what we did. We bought our scanner, and he does this on the side. He programmed our scanner, and it was very, very reasonable. And it saved us a whole lot of aggravation, because what happens is something will come up. It'll show up on a display. It'll tell you what it is. It'll tell you, you know, you can have the frequency, but it'll actually tell you on the display. You can see what you're actually listening to, and he put it all together, and then he put it out on a chart. I don't know where he gets his database from. I know this radioreference.com, but, you know, I'm not real savvy with a computer and programming stuff like that, but he's got stuff on there, and it's really interesting. And, yeah, maybe this time of the year there'll be some sort of specials out there that you might be. I know Whistler, just so you know, Whistler picked up GRE, which is what our portable scanner is. We have a portable scanner. It works fine as a BNC connector, and I've yet to hook up on outside antennas over here by the window where I can hear stuff all over the place. So I know this tabletop, but one thing with a handheld, you gain some portability. So, but if you want GRE, which is a very, they were around, they went away, but they have been picked up by Whistler.
County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations I would like to check out tonight. Without traffic. All stations are welcome. Please wait till the tail drops on your receiver. And check in then, please. KC2NBU, good evening, Bay. Thank you both for checking in. Hope you both had a nice Thanksgiving day. And we're looking for any additional stations that would like to check in after the tail drops, please. Any other stations for our channel? Thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7 3 to both. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. Have a good weekend. KA2 Islands, returning to 017.